What have you told the guys about this place when there's people in it?
I told them when we're good, they're going to be here, and when we're winning, it's going to be rocking in here.
How much are you looking forward to that happening as the transition took place and now there's maybe a new direction? Not that it's better or worse or what have you, but, you know, in terms of the direction and watching how this thing is kind of being run now, what's your thought on how quickly you guys can maybe get rolling?
Yeah, I think we definitely have the players to do it and the system as well and the coaches. So I'm excited for the game to start and just get out there and show the fans the improvement.
What's it like? I know you had that experience last year representing your home state, your hometown here in your home state.
Yeah, it's definitely special. It's just a blessing to wear the Minnesota across my chest and then my family be able to come watch all the games they can. Also, it's just great because I know that not everybody has that experience.
You had an impact on almost every game last year. How do you foresee now the progression into year two for you and probably playing what combo, some point, some shooting, I suppose, and the impact you can have on a nightly basis?
Yeah, I think, like last year, I'm willing to do whatever I can to help our team win, whether it's not scoring a basket and having a bunch of assists or getting a bunch of rebounds, scoring all the points. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm ready to do whatever it takes, just show my growth from last season.
How have practices been going? Are there some guys that maybe Gopher fans haven't been talking about that you think are going to surprise people?
Yeah, I think one thing about our team, it's super deep. We have a lot of depth, and any given night someone can be our leading scorer, and I think that's what's special about our team this year.
Very good. Thank you.
Sir, thank you.